Dead End Hip Hop, the last review of Dead End 365 21. We are ending the year, obviously, with Atlanta Week, but you don't know which project we're doing. And it just so happened to fall this way. We didn't plan it this way, but it fell this way. We are finishing out the year with Young Thug Punk. Ken, this is my first time listening to this. First time. So I didn't know where we were going. I think we've only done maybe one or two other Young Thug projects. You know, obviously we're familiar with Young Thug being in Atlanta. Look, Young Thug gets played all the time, you know what I'm saying, around these parts. And man, I'm gonna just go straight into it, Ken. This was good. I didn't anticipate it being as good as it was. This is where I feel Thug showed a lot of versatility. Obviously, we know him for the auto-tune, sing-songy thing, and he kind of slightly did that with Stressed. Less auto-tune, more Thug, and then that song was hard as hell. And you get just a little bit of sing-songy here or there, but not a lot. You get a lot more rapping. He's not mumbling. You know, unlike how I felt with Future on Monster, Future just being another instrument going with everything that's happening, Thug stood out. Thug stood out. The features on this stood out. This was, because this came out this year. This was underrated. And you know what? Maybe I just don't, I don't hang out with enough people that listen to Thug in that way. So maybe it just wasn't brought to my attention, but this was a very underrated project of 2021.
Man. You know, I was like, man, I fucks with 21 Savage. Young Thug is now officially on that list. And for different reasons. For his creativity and his willingness to explore and truly take mainstream rap artistry to an experimental creative side. When you put on a Thug project, at least for the last couple of projects, you really honestly don't know what you're gonna get. I think for him to come from where he was with Gucci Mane all the way to this, to that whole mumble, you're not gonna understand what I'm saying, to, you know, actually getting some respect from rappers in terms of like his flows and stuff like that, to now just doing this. You're talking about growth and maturation. This is it. To do a song like Stupid Asking, you know, is kind of crazy. To take a guy like Gunna and put him on some shit like Love You More. Like, what the fuck? Gunna would probably never even imagine being on some shit like that, but still able to give you some shit like fucking rich nigga shit, you know, which is kind of like a good hard pocket. Yeah, yes, it is.
That's hard as fuck. Juice WRLD, man, RIP, but that shit was hard.
Yep. And the shit with J. Cole on Stressed.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Amen. Yes. It went off.
Yes.
I was like, damn, J. Cole. Then you got Peeping Out the Window with Future.
Yes, hard.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this dude, man. Yeah, man, like, I feel like this is one we probably should have done on the channel.
We needed to.
Yeah.
We needed to. You know why? Because sometimes we talk about, you know, given versatility. This is the epitome of versatility.
Yep, 100%.
This is all over the place, but it feels like a project. Even down to the album cover, Ken. The album cover clearly depicts what this is. You think you know what it is until you really look at it, and it's like, oh, no, this is totally different. And can you know what I'm saying? You named some of the joints that was really hard. Another one I really like was Dropping Jewels. The last one, Day Before, with Mac Miller, I thought was a really good way to exit this thing. There were a lot of joints on here. How did you like Doja Cat on Icy Hot?
don't know if I really remember that one all that much. It's a very long album.
Because that particular song makes me... So what Thug is doing on there is like what I don't like personally. Yeah. But when I'm listening to it in the context, in the construct of this particular project, I'm like, okay, I get it. And also, this is, to me, one of the more commercially accessible songs. Mm-hmm. I could hear that on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's yeah, I don't think I like that one all that much. But
see, I like Doja. And it, the reason I brought it up is because, yes, I like her on here because I felt like she took, it's like, I feel like she listened to what Thug was doing. It was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to do my version of that. Mm-hmm. And I just like how playful and bouncy that particular track is.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting hearing A$AP Rocky over something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, okay, A$AP can do something different sonically himself, even though he's experimented as well with testing. But
you know who else was on there, right?
Post Malone.
Yeah, so you ain't going to say nothing? You ain't going to say nothing?
But yeah, I just ignore him.
Damn, can't. Why you be disrespecting my guy Post?
I can't do it, bro.
But so he didn't sound good on here.
Like that sounds like a Post, probably like a Post Malone song, but nah, I'm good. Drake actually didn't sound bad.
You didn't like Drake on here?
I thought Drake was cool.
Oh, you say he didn't sound bad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got
Drake
you.
Drake was actually cool. I was wondering when he started rapping, I was like, okay, who he stole that shit from? Because he ain't come up with that damn flow at all. He stole that shit from somebody, man. Drake's not that creative. Yeah.
But nah, that was one of the harder songs, too, on here, too. It, man, like, the song selection on here was so eclectic. Like, you didn't know from track to track what was going to happen.
You didn't know what, yeah, you absolutely did not.
Because like, one didn't lead into the next.
Nope. You look at some shit with Gunna, you be like, oh, shit, I'm about to get some damn trap shit.
Yeah, nope.
And then you get fucking... What the fuck is this? Like,
yep.
We'd love you more. And shit like, oh, okay. Didn't expect that. But yo, Scoliosis. I don't know who the fuck Lil Double O is. But I need to hear more. Because I was like, oh, shit. He actually sound good on this shit. Lil Double O going off. I was like, okay. I need to hear more. I don't know if he's just good on this track or if it's like another Yellow Beezy where he's good, you know, on his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, man, yeah, very, very eclectic. I like that word. Album from Young Thug. And if Young Thug drop an album, I'm listening. I got to hear what he's doing, man, because he's always trying and doing different stuff.
Yeah.
And even he may not go past this, but I know that whatever he puts out is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he's getting to the point where he's clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, this dude... I remember listening to this guy, man, when I went on my Gucci Man phase, and that's how I got put on the Young Thug. Mm-hmm. And I never imagined that this guy would go on to be as successful and as creative as mm-hmm. he has over the years. It's an amazing story.
You know, I always, when he first came out, I just thought he was a Lil Wayne ripoff, and I didn't really know the longevity. And then, you know, he came in the midst of all of the mumble rap stuff and mm-hmm. auto-tune shit. And it's just like, I don't know if we need another one. But, you know, again, I think this is just the epitome of growth and progression. And I don't know if I'm going to put him in that bucket just yet, Ken, where I'm going to just check out Thug like that. Mm-hmm. I think I need one more project. If he gives me another one that is, it doesn't have to be like this, but just another one that makes me appreciate him more.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will put him there. But this is the only one that makes me appreciate him like that. And again, that's not me saying that I dislike other things that he's dropped. I like other mm-hmm. things, but not like this. Like, to me, I hear the artistry. I hear the growth. I hear the using people at different capacities. And I think that's dope because when you add a feature onto your joint, people want to know what they're going to expect, but when you give them something mm-hmm. completely different, it means that you are challenging the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Don't fucking conform. You know what I'm saying? And this is a non-conformity album. Like, Ken, for this to come out, who else got some shit like this, bro? Don't nobody got the trap shit with the singing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Drake. You no. Thug do it better than you. It is what it is. But Ken, this joint came out October 15th of this year. 1 hour, 3 minutes. You know, and another thing too, even with the time, it felt long, but it didn't feel long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I ask me how that makes sense. I know it don't make no damn sense, but it didn't. It feels long because you start to realize, oh, well, this track and that track sound alike, but these other four tracks don't. But it doesn't feel long because it's not a chore to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what were some of your favorite joints on here?
Stressed, mm-hmm. Rich Nigga Shit, Scoliosis, Give Me Living It Up, and Give Me Bubbly, man.
Bet. So for me, Give Me Stressed, Give Me Rich Nigga Shit, Give Me Scoliosis, Give Me Bubbly, Give Me Icy Hot, Give Me Day Before. But look, guys, DE365 is over. We did it. We in this motherfucker, bro. Hey, look, real talk.
Crazy, bro.
Crazy as shit. Look, there was internally, nothing that I communicated with Ken, but sometimes I was just like, man, are we really going to 365? There was days I didn't feel like doing it. But I'm not going to front, man. You guys are a major motivating factor. When I think about the bigger picture, it's hard to let people down. You know what I'm saying? Because we've built you up. So how in the hell are we not going to do what we say we're going to do? So I just want to say thank you for the continued support again through all 2021. Ken, this IP, this intellectual property of ours, in podcast form, was a struggling podcast before we started doing this.
It was. I think just over time, because I don't think it's anything that we mentioned it here and there, but I think over time it kind of started to really catch on to a lot of people. I go on Reddit, DE365, we get requests, DE365. Mm-hmm. Like, it really kind of had this life of its own. We used to get all kind of projects, man. And it really kind of brought me back to, like, music again. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to listen to a lot of podcasts. Now I'm just always finding, oh, man, let me listen to this, just exploring the music. Whereas, you know, I haven't been in the past, and I think it helped accomplish what I wanted it to do. And just a personal challenge, you know, as well. And then it did revamp, you know, the Dead and Hip Hop podcast, which, you know, I think we can do some great things with this. Mm-hmm. And we were able to see that people will actually go here and listen to stuff. Yeah. So it just opens the doors to a lot of different things. And just internally and externally, it helps with opportunities.
100.
That may come about because now we got, you know, the Dead and Hip Hop podcast that's actually, you know, doing great numbers.
It is.
As well, so.
And then, you know, Ken, a byproduct of everything that we've done with this, it gives lesser known artists a platform that we can give them a space. You know, we've had Crankman on deck several times on here. We've had Don Six on here. I want to say there's a couple of other ones too that I can't remember, but those are two of the more recent ones. And, you know, as the YouTube channel continues to grow and production costs continue to go up, this is the way that we can give back to the community, where, you know, we're giving them that platform, that voice. And we also bring them on. You know what I'm saying? If you're local and, you know, we're tapped into your music and we bring you on a D365, this is your opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Is it the biggest platform you could ever be on? No. But, you know, no disrespect, but it's probably bigger than some of your own platforms currently. You know, and that's what we're here for. We're here to be used because we use the music. Mm-hmm. We don't make the music. We use the music to express our opinion. So why in the hell would we not allow the artists to use our platform to get them out there? You know what I'm saying? It's a symbiotic relationship. We need y'all. Y'all need us. You know what I'm saying? But D365-22, you know what I'm saying, underway. So I guess shit, tune in tomorrow. It'll be different.
Yeah. Well, I'll say, don't, like, Yeah, it's going to be in a revamped, revised form.
Yep.
We don't know what that's going to be just yet. 365 down, you know, half of that. I don't know. We don't know yet, but we definitely got space to use to give you guys more stuff and to communicate with you guys and put you guys on the dope shit. So I think that's where we are with it right now. And you know, we got 2 weeks to figure out what we're going to do.
Yep.
But, man. Thank you guys, all as usual, man. Like, I don't know how people are gonna take this, you know. Just especially with just the two of us.
Yeah,
yeah. They really fuck with it. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I saw, especially early on, people were saying, "Well, I didn't know FIFO and Kengo had that type of chemistry." Do y'all motherfuckers understand that all of us have individual and collective chemistry? It could be all five of us. It could be two of us. It could be one of us. It could be three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we here this long?
That's crazy. I didn't see that and didn't know that. That's
I
wild.
Saw that.
That's interesting.
I saw that. And I'm like, man, y'all don't even understand. Me and Ken used to sit next to each other. So the shit that we do now, we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Across all topics, we've been doing this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going nowhere, man.
Yep. So, that being said,
we outta.
Peace.
Peace.